That'd be a first time for you. The woman known to some as Freya said as she and Odinsgeir lay in bed. You've never done a job in the United Kingdom before, or anywhere overseas.
Nope, he replied. My first time. But as you pointed out, this isn't a job. This is personal. But it won't hurt to enhance my reputation overseas.
You know, she purred, tracing her finger down his bare chest, I've never been to London. He grinned.
I don't suppose you'd want to come along. Mix business with pleasure? You'd have to go in disguise, at least on the way to London.
Oh, lover, you know I can manage that. My own mother wouldn't recognize me.
Then it's a date.
He kissed the top of her head.
I hear London's quite beautiful this time of year.
Sounds yummy. Sex and murder. And more sex. Are you sure you should wait that long? After your equipment was discovered in the woods? And what happened after? Odinsgeir shrugged.
Part of the plan. At least, part of the contingency plan. To throw everybody off.
Quite a risk.
Yes. Yes, it was. A calculated one. I thought that would appeal to you, taking risks.
She purred, raking her fingernails across his chest. You know me so well, lover. You know what turns me on.
And it worked out, better than I could have planned. And now that London is in the picture, I think I know just how to speed things up. Speed things up a lot.
Speed things up? How much?
Maybe just a couple of weeks. Then we'll be rid of her, forever. And it'll come just at the moment when it hurts the most. Just when she thinks her life is finally beginning.
Sounds perfect, she smiled. You're so wicked.
That's why you keep me around.
She kissed his chest. I keep you around because you are never boring. You know how much I hate boring.